From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Air Force tanker planes are preparing to spray chemicals in an effort to break up the Gulf Coast oil spill, with the Pentagon saying today they're also considering what else the military can do to help. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal asked for the federal government to pay for up to 6,000 National Guard troops to come in to help with what is shaping up to be a lengthy and expensive cleanup operation.
The National Guard could help provide security, medical capabilities, engineers, cleanup efforts, and communication support in response to this threat.
Oil from the busted rig off the Louisiana coastline began coming ashore today. Rescue crews say they are already starting to see the first birds coated with oil. The White House has halted any new drilling projects, saying future projects will also be subject to much more stringent safeguards to avoid a repeat of the current spill. President Obama pointed to new numbers from the Commerce Department today as evidence the economy is heading in the right direction. More from NPR's Scott Horsley.
The U.S. economy grew at a rate of 3.2% in the first quarter of the year. That's down from the fourth quarter of last year, but President Obama notes it's a big improvement from a year ago when the economy was rapidly shrinking.
Our economy is stronger. That economic heartbeat is growing stronger. But I measure progress by a different pulse, the progress the American people feel in their own lives, day in, day out.
Mr. Obama acknowledged the encouraging economic report is little comfort to the millions of people who are still out of work. Although companies have begun hiring again, economists say it would take stronger growth to put a big dent in the unemployment rate, which is still 9.7%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says that Israelis and Palestinians will begin indirect talks with a U.S. mediator soon. U.S. Envoy George Mitchell is heading back to the region, NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Secretary Clinton says she expects the Israelis and Palestinians to begin so-called proximity talks with the Obama administration's envoy next week. The hope is that he can get the two sides talking directly to each other soon, though Israel has not agreed to a formal freeze of controversial housing projects that have kept the Palestinians away from the negotiating table.
Ultimately, we want to see the parties in direct negotiations and working out all the difficult issues that they must.
Clinton was speaking alongside her Kuwaiti counterpart, who said Arab states support the U.S. efforts to revive negotiations. Secretary Clinton, in a speech last night, called on Arab states to offer more financial and moral support to the Palestinians. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Difficult end of the week for Wall Street. Stocks fell sharply as worried investors mulled over the potential regulatory implications of a criminal probe against Goldman Sachs. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 158 points to end the week just above 11,000. The NASDAQ was down 50 points. The S&P 500 dropped 20 points today. This is NPR. Senator Christopher Dodd says lawmakers have not given up on the idea of taxing large financial firms to cover the cost of rescuing those that find themselves in trouble. The Connecticut Democrat told reporters today the idea of such a fund is still on the table. Republicans have been pushing for a proposed $50 billion orderly liquidation fund to be part of the proposed financial overhaul bill being debated on Capitol Hill. Senate debate on that bill began Thursday. It's expected to continue for the next 2 weeks, with a vote likely next month. Chinese electric car maker BYD announced today it will base its North American headquarters in Los Angeles. As NPR's Anna Jaffe reports, city and state officials say the move fits with plans to make the region a headquarters for the green economy.
California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger and Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa welcomed BYD to Los Angeles on the steps of City Hall. The company will ultimately have about 150 employees here working in sales, marketing, and research. Vehicles will continue to be manufactured in China and shipped to the U.S. through the Port of Los Angeles. The city offers reduced tariffs for zero-emission vehicles shipped through the port, which was an incentive for BYD to locate its American headquarters here. BYD is a top producer of rechargeable batteries for cell phones and laptops. The company also manufactures solar panels. California and Los Angeles have numerous regulations requiring reduced use of fossil fuels and an increase in renewable energy sources. Schwarzenegger said these policies were instrumental in bringing BYD to California. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher today. Oil was up 98 cents a barrel to end the session at $86.15 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.